This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey legends, and welcome to Semi-Organized Chaos. I'm Keisha Pettit. Every fucking week.
No, because I'm always reading.
Every week. It's your name. You're supposed to say
No, I know, but
name.
I'm just reading what I'm about to say, so
I'm
get
Keisha
excited.
Yeah,
I'm Simon Pax.
And on this podcast, we talk about pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Coming up today, we're talking movies. Do you have to see the OG before the sequel? The worst family names imaginable. When you're your own turn off, and also the world's weirdest news. All that and more coming up today.
Let's get into the chaos. Wait, did you see that picture of Kendall Jenner?
No.
So she's broken up with a boyfriend. They were together for like 2 years. He's a basketballer. Mm. And she's posted this photo. She's laying down sunbaking, like front down.
Right.
She's got a green cap on.
Mm.
That's it.
Wow.
Butt naked.
Yeah.
What I thought in this moment was, she's kind of just like the rest of us. You know when you look at someone like Kendall Jenner and you think they are of a caliber that is so far away from being normal that, I mean, we saw how she cut the cucumber.
Totally.
A couple
bit
weeks
strange,
ago.
Right? What was that about?
Ridiculous. It's because she doesn't even know how to cut a fucking cucumber.
Then when you see her nude with just a green hat on, I'm like, fuck, I did that last weekend. Of course. We're just the same. We're the same. She's like me.
But what I thought was pretty funny about this is that this is something that every girl returning, I don't know if guys do it or not. They probably do, but I just haven't been aware of it.
What, sunbaked nude with a hat on?
No, every girl every girl that's just been through a breakup.
Right, yeah.
You go into, you start posting your little thirst traps. You start posting the little bit more spicy pics than what you thought might be okay to post when you're in a relationship.
Mm.
And it's your signal to the world of, I am available again.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that every girl does this like quite deliberately. Do men do this?
Well, I don't think so, because I can't think of any photo that I have on there that's like, oh yeah, like it's usually just like there's.
You don't have any nude sunbaking photos?
Not really. No, I've got none of them. But I guess my question as well is when you let's say you go through a breakup. Mm. Before you put this thirst trap picture up there, are you making sure that you go through your photo catalogue, right, and deleting all of the relationship photos?
I have in my time been known to archive them.
Right.
Just in case.
So that you look really single.
I mean,
are you doing
it
from out of
frame.
Anger as well? Like you're like, you're out of my life. Delete.
I think it depends on the breakup.
Yeah.
Very much depends on the breakup. There have been breakups that I've gone through where like things were quite amicable and I'm happy to leave those photos there. That's no problem.
Mm.
And then there's been breakups where I'm like, oh, you're not a good human being. And
you're deleted.
I don't want people seeing that.
What I'll do, I'll go through your Instagram now, right, and I'll try and pick the moments where you're in a relationship or single, right, just from the thirst trappiness of the photos. Okay. There's a photo here. Oh, it's liked by Brittany Hockley as well with a love heart and a fire symbol. On the 15th of December 2021, I'm guessing you are single. Is that correct? 15th of December 2021.
I think I was seeing someone. I can't remember specific. What's a photo?
Well, I mean.
Oh, That, yeah, that's probably one of the thirstiest photos I've ever posted. I'm actually surprised that didn't get taken down because there's a bit of a nip slip in there. Do you know what happened that day?
Is that you?
We were at the beach. Yeah, can you not look at that while I was sitting? It makes me feel a bit uncomfortable. Britt and I were chilling at the beach and she said to me, she was like, oh, the sunlight's like really nice. And we were talking about how nice the day was. And she's like, just stay there a second. Mm. And I was like, Britt, I don't want any pictures in swimmers. It's been like, I'm not feeling great about myself.
Right.
And she was like, please trust me. Just fucking trust me. And she took this picture and she showed me later. And I turned to her and I was like, wait, can you just send me that, send me that picture? Okay, and she was like, I told you.
I think I've got another moment here. I'm guessing the 16th of May, 2021, you are definitely single.
Yep.
Thirsty?
Yep, I do actually remember the specific time frame of that. Do you know what's funnier? And this is actually like a little bit, this is a bit fucked. This is a bit he took that photo.
What do you mean?
My ex-boyfriend took that photo.
Thirst trap.
It actually was more
you
of
saved
a thirst,
it for thirst trapping
because my butt was in it, but I cropped it out because I thought it was a bit too thirsty.
So what the photo is Keisha. I'm guessing this is Bondi Beach.
No, that was actually in Newcastle. Oh, okay. That was
She had some fish and chips because there's the box of fish and chips there next to her, and she's got noughts and crosses on her back written in sun cream.
Mm-hmm.
And yes.
That was a bit of a fuck you pose. But okay, regardless, I don't want to keep trolling through my Instagram.
No, I
because
do.
There
it's
is
kind
many
of fun.
There's many a thirst trap in there. But my point is that Kendall Jenner, just like the rest of us.
Oh Jesus, mate.
Just like
what was going
Mate, get off my Instagram.
What was happening on the 26th of November 2020?
All right, you know what? I'm going to go off into yours. Mm. You've been married for a while now, so like lots of happy marriage, happy couples post. Is that, do you post anything else, man?
I'm not allowed back. To. Okay.
I need to post some more thirst traps. I haven't posted any for a while.
I'll be honest with you, Matt. I think you've posted enough.
You've been a married man for how many years now?
3 years in December.
3 years. Yep. Congratulations. Thank happy you. Marriage. Mm. When you were in the dating world, was there ever something that someone did? Like, hypothetically, you're really into them. Mm. You think they're hot.
Mm.
And then they do one little thing.
Yep.
And you're like,
I've got the exact example for you.
Never sleep with you again.
Yeah. I went out with a girl called Pip.
Are we going to name them?
Yeah, because it's a long time ago. And we were at breakfast and she had 3 sausages on her. She got the big breakfast. Anyway. She had the big breakfast, right? Mm. And I really like the look of their sausages. So I took one because they're the little ones, right?
The little chunky.
Yeah. I took
what
one.
What are they called?
I took one without asking, right? And I ate it. And she said, Pippi, don't do that. And the fact that she talked about herself in the third person, I was like, yeah.
You got the ick for the third person speak.
Mate, who's doing that?
I feel like
okay,
a lot
I get
of
what I did was a bit like strange to just take
well, see,
someone else's
because that would be someone else's
totally.
Ick.
But Pippi, don't do that, mate. I'm out.
So you finished your sausage and you got out?
Yeah.
Never saw her again.
We didn't know.
That's interesting because a couple of days ago I was hanging out with some of my friends and we got onto the topic of icks. And one of my friends had one of the most bizarre icks I've ever heard of in my life. And if an ick is like when you're super into someone and then they do this little thing and you're just like, oh, I can't look at you the same. I've got the ick for you and
right.
I'm like, bleh, yep. I'm unattracted now.
Yep.
A massive ick for her, the number one ick for her was when the guy she's dating is more flexible than her. Now, we were in the presence of one of our male friends who is hot.
Mm.
And she was like, don't you agree? And he looked at the rest of our group. He was like, no, flexibility is something that, like, I really work on. Lifted his leg behind his head.
Wow.
Like a praying mantis.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I was like, that, I've got to admit, I do not have the same ick
yeah,
as you do.
That's pretty hot.
Because right now I'm impressed
yes.
at the athleticism. But it got me onto thinking.
Is that a position that
know.
You're wanting your partner to be in at any point?
Straight or? Missionary.
Like, I mean.
Straight missionary 12 seconds. That's like creme de la creme.
Wow.
but it had me thinking, like, for me, an ick is if you can't reverse park, that's about as quick as I'm going to get turned off.
Is it? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like reverse parallel parking to me is just something that any basic adult should be able to do. So if you can't do that, and like if I would reverse park your car better than you, I'm not.
Not a good thing. No. Is it hot when the guy puts his hand on the other seat cover, you know, the top of the seat?
Yeah.
And then wheels the wheel back with one hand into the car park and then whips it around again whilst TLC No Scrubs is blaring out of the speakers.
Pumping through. I don't know if I care about the hand on the back of the
seat.
The seat, okay. No. However, I do hate it when I'm reverse parking if I'm driving and anyone else in the car looks behind. I'm like, you don't need to look. I'm good at this and also have a reversing camera, but you don't need to turn around.
I'm going to stop you there. And I look, you know, I've been in your car and we've gone through a car park and your hubcap scraped. Not just,
I'm 5 foot two. I on, can't not, see above so the
this
dash.
This is probably why some guys that are sitting on your date are looking around and going, what the fuck am I going to survive? Because not only did that hubcap just scrape for maybe 1 or 2 seconds, it was like a U-shaped turn, right? And we scraped the entire way around to the point where people in the car park were looking at you and I. In your Corolla.
I'd already committed. Going,
are these two fucking serious?
Okay, so, sorry, I need to
just
defend
the
myself
wheel
here.
A little bit, mate.
I'm 5 foot 2. I can very rarely see over the dashboard.
This is why. Okay. Everyone is scared shitless in your car.
If there's a little cement bollard that's only like a couple inches off the ground, you can't see that but when you're short.
You can hear it.
I need it.
You can fucking hear it.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, so on this podcast, we cover pop culture, relationships, and also the world's weirdest news.
Kicking it off this week, Burger King employee with perfect attendance only received a goodie bag after 27 years of service.
A goodie bag?
So this guy, Kevin Ford, is 54 years old. He has worked for Burger King for 27 years.
Far out.
Never called in sick. Never called in sick in Las Vegas. He's a cook and a cashier.
Mm.
And to thank him for his service, they sent him, there's a picture of this in the article, a clear bag, like clear plastic.
Oh, so you kind can of see like, everything inside.
To me, it looks like a Ziploc. Mm. Like that's the caliber of bag we're talking.
Like a Glad bag.
They sent him a load of stuff that they had lying around. So it has a bag of Reese's, you know, those peanut butter cups. I mean, they are elite of the snack world.
27 years.
A Starbucks reusable cup. Jeez. Two pens and here's the kicker. One movie ticket.
That's got to be a joke.
Not even a double pass.
No, but seriously.
Not even a double pass.
Yeah, okay, but like that's got to be a joke. It's who's not doing a joke. That's so mean.
Isn't it fucked?
Don't do anything. You're better to do nothing than give that shit bag of crap.
Completely that's, agree. Here is how great of a human being Kevin Ford is.
Oh, he when shared it asked, around. Do you share it? Oh,
when asked how he felt about the company giving him this goodie bag, of, he said, it's a great company, you know. I've been there for 27 years. He still was not slagging Burger King.
You know what, though? Sometimes, like maybe Kevin needed the community of Burger King around him for like whatever he needed in his life, right? So maybe the job was more than just a job for him. And that's why he stayed for that long. But fuck, that is shit. That is so atrocious. And imagine if he'd only stayed for another 6 months and they made him redundant and gave him a 6 month payout. Like imagine if he just
after 27 years of service, they're not making him redundant because they'd have to pay him out for like 3 years. Wow. Sorry, Kevin. My heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not all bad news for Kevin Ford because his daughter, as like obviously the world has seen this story and just blown up.
Yeah, of course.
We're all feeling for Kevin, right?
Yeah.
She started a GoFundMe and it has raised over $125,000.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, she actually added the story behind why he worked. She said he never missed a day. He started at the company to gain custody of her and her sister and put all of his kids through college.
I'm still so shocked that the company would want that PR going out there because who's going to want to work there again for 27 years if that's the end result?
I don't know if anyone's aspirations
that's
are.
That's true. That is true. But there are, mate, there could be another Kevin out there.
There could be another Kevin. All right, on to the next weird news story of the week. Heroin dealer's ringtone says, hello, it's your drug dealer in front of police.
But you know what?
Subtle.
But also, because it's so obvious, everyone maybe go, oh,
they're not reverse psychology.
He wouldn't do that, would he?
He would, surely he wouldn't have it. But like, sorry, firstly, whose phone is not on silent? Do you have a ringtone? Do you remember like back in the day when you'd spend...
Crazy Frog. Crazy Frog ringtone.
On your phone. That had a hold on the world, didn't it? Yeah. That was a moment. Mm. Imagine how much money you'd make in streams now from the Crazy Frog.
Mate.
But do you remember when that was like a really important part of like your identity?
Totally.
It was what song? I had the Kooks. What's that Seaside? And I thought I was so cool.
I've never been a ringtone guy. I've always just had the whatever the phone decides to do, I'll let it
do. Even when you were like young?
Even when I was young, mate. Yeah.
I mean, my phone's been on silent for essentially like the last 6 years. I don't know what sounds it makes anymore.
How weird is it though when it does ring accidentally because you've turned it on for some reason, it starts ringing. What the fuck's happening?
Yeah, well, I mean, I recommend that this guy switches his ringtone back to silent.
Or Crazy Frog.
Maybe he could update his voicemail though. You know, when you're like, hi, you've reached your drug dealer. Please leave a message with what you would like, the time and the delivery.
Yeah.
Next news, weird news story for you. A nightmare. Family living without a roof after theirs was removed by a contractor they never hired. Now, have you ever like ordered something online, shopping online, and you've realized that you've fucked up and you've let the cookies do it for you and it's sent it to your old address?
Yeah.
So these people in Spirit Lake in Idaho, the daughter came home from school to find that people were removing the roof of their home. The family have said that after 20 days, the contractor has just left a tarp over their roof and said, we were given the wrong address. It was a miscommunication.
I wish I could have been there the moment that the guy was on the roof, right, with his hammer, and he's halfway through going, like, banging stuff and doing all of his, like, you know, doing the drilling and all that kind of stuff, and then someone's gone, Jim! Jim! He's like, yeah. Like, he's listening. He's
got AC/DC blaring out of the boombox.
We're just smashing through this roof. We're killing it. We're getting the job done before Friday. Gotta go get the beers. And then at like 3 p.m., Jim, It's the wrong fucking roof, bro. And he's like, what?
What do you do?
Shit.
You can't put
it. You just run. Put the tarp down. Let's get
Sorry.
Out of here.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 20 days. They're still roofless. I'd be fucking livid. I would lose my shit.
Yeah.
But, like, what else can you do? You can't tell them to come back and put it back on.
No.
They've removed your roof.
I'd be saying, book me a bloody nice Airbnb. You know, that's what I'd be saying. Oh, I sound scary, don't I? You book me a bloody nice Airbnb.
I actually quite feel sorry for this family, but it's fucking hilarious. That is your weird news from the week.
Now, you'll know, or for the fellas that are listening, if you own a pair of testicles, that they're not a fan of the cold water, right? Like usually if they hit the cold water, they usually like get in as close as they can to the body. What?
I love how you're explaining this to me like we're back in year 9 in sex ed being like, fellas, this is what they come up towards your
well,
body
I actually,
so that they can keep their temperature
but
right.
It's something I've never thought of, right? The fact that they are outside the body.
Yes. You've never thought about the fact that your balls are outside of your body.
Didn't think about it, mate. Just they were there and I was like, oh yeah, righto. But did you think about it? Did you think about, oh, that's why balls are outside their body?
Oh, yeah, but I have a science background. Like, I've done 2 degrees in this
well,
shit.
Well, you teach so, like, me about this, mate. Come on, teach me about my balls.
The reason that they are outside is so that because the sperm temperature has to remain really consistent. Mm. So the reason that they come back in if it's cold is because your body is obviously warmer, and so that keeps them warm. And then if it's hot, they drop down so that the heat can disperse from the scrotal sac. There's some words that I never thought
No.
I would be saying in a public space.
This is the reason why I set you this story, because I thought you're going to love it and know everything about it.
But like from a physiological point of view, yes, but do I care? Do I want to think about the fact? Like of all of the beautiful things about men, and I love men.
Ball bags are not one.
Not one.
Really?
Yeah, and they do vary.
Okay.
This is something I don't actually know if a lot of men know.
Well, no.
You know how they always talk about like different penis shapes and like sizes and does it bend left, like all of that kind of thing. People don't talk about the fact that there's actually a lot of anatomical difference
on the bag.
Hanging bits.
So are you saying that the bag's not getting enough attention? Should we give more attention?
I think I'm leaning in the opposite direction.
I think what you're saying to me here is that we need to focus more on the size of bags than we do on the size of the shaft. Is that what you're saying to me?
Your name is Simon Bags. Is that what you want? You're like, no. What's the nickname to be? No, yeah. No, I don't.
Well, his name is Simon Bags. His name's not Simon Shaft.
I'm texting your wife and telling her this.
Okay. No. Well, she's the lucky one who gets my last name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So, no, the poor thing. I actually said to her, hey, why don't I take your last name?
Would you do that?
Fucking why not? When your last name like mine, of course.
What was Yulia's last name?
Fakina.
Fakina, because she's Russian.
So, I mean, we're both kind of...
it's like, bags of Fakina.
You know, it's kind of like Meet the Fockers, really. You know, like, I'm kind of damned if I do or damned if I don't.
You're, like, willing to be progressive, willing to take totally, her last
yeah.
name. But it's just as bad of an option.
It's not even about being progressive. It's just about getting rid of a shitty last name, really. And, yeah, well, I'm just... I can't go any direction here.
You're a little bit in a between a rock and a hard place there. Mm. You know, one thing that people are starting to do though is either merge last names.
Oh,
Brooklyn
bag
Brooklyn,
fuck.
Fuck bag.
Fuck bag. Simon fuck bag.
Fakina bag.
Simon fuck bag. I mean, you know how you keep saying to me all the time, everyone's going to notice my name because it's really unique, Keisha. I reckon mine will stand out a bit more. Simon fuck bag and Keisha.
Went to the movies for the first time in 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah. The last movie that I had seen at the movies before this was Maleficent 2.
Wow.
Because we had like the whole COVID thing, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago. What happened to the fucking other 2 years?
I'm not really a movie goer.
Right.
But I did go to see the new Top Gun. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't yet. And I've heard great reviews because, you know, usually to do a movie like Top Gun, the original, which I haven't seen either.
You right. haven't seen the original?
I haven't seen the original, but apparently everyone always says it's amazing. How can you top it? But everyone's happy with the second version.
Well, see, this is something that sparked, and when I mean outrage, I mean like literally got 108 messages to one story I put up saying, do you have to have seen the first Top Gun to enjoy the second?
A bit of a dumb question.
Was it?
Yes.
I don't think it was a dumb question.
Okay, Home Alone
and the audience
1?
Was like split. So
were they? Because I voted yes. You have to.
You haven't seen the first one. Yeah, but you haven't seen the second one no, either.
Because
you
it's a simple question.
You can't say that with any authority.
Yes, I can. Home Alone 1, I saw it, right? I'm not going to go see Home Alone 2. Right? Wouldn't understand what that means.
Yeah, true.
You need to see it.
Well, I'd actually disagree with you because even though this sparked, and I mean like genuine outrage, people were sending me messages of mild abuse, I would go as far as saying, being like,
sorry about that, mate, by the way. I just got really passionate.
Blocked you now. Yeah. Blocking the trolls, keep out the haters. The first one came out in 1987.
I know.
I wasn't born until 93.
All right, let's not say that. But it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
This movie is so old. There's been so many references to this. I get the whole, I've got the need for speed. Like, I get the references and
Maverick,
that kind of thing.
Goose.
Totally. Like, I didn't need to see it.
I can say all of this without seeing the movie. That's how iconic this movie is.
That's my point. Is that you don't have to have seen it?
No,
then,
no, but no,
because
but
you've
still
already
need
got
to,
the plot.
I don't understand the plot. I don't know what happens. I don't know. Like, I understand that Goose dies, right?
It's spoiler. I mean, for anyone who hasn't seen it
from
in the past 50 years,
but I don't know how all of that happens.
It was good. My heart rate was up in certain parts. Like, it was quite a thrilling watch, right?
Is Tom like? I imagine.
What is he taking?
Is he still hot?
In my mind, I never thought Tom Cruise was hot.
Oh, I imagine in the Maverick days, original 1987, everyone was like, Tom's hot.
Well, apparently,
and they didn't know about his weirdness at that point, right? So true. They would have been like, oh, this guy, you know.
This is pre-Scientology
great
situation.
Hair, wonky yeah. tooth.
Yeah, but like a hot guy from what I've heard. Mm. He hasn't fucking aged.
Nah.
Like there's photos in the movie, in the second one, they keep flashing back. And this is why I don't reckon you actually have to see the first one because they keep flashing back. He looks the same.
Yeah.
Like everyone else has aged. I don't know what he is taking. However, one thing did almost ruin my cinema experience. And this is why I'm like, I don't know if I'm going back to the movies because it's not fucking cheap. Have you been to the movies?
$29 for a ticket.
$43.
Where's this at?
Bondi Junction. I don't know if it was a fancy cinema. We were very close to the front and I did not enjoy that to begin with.
Mm.
But when we got there, you know how you buy your fucking $30 drink?
Yeah.
It's like a litre big. Paper straws. What? Sorry, I'm all for saving the turtles. I'm all for paper straws when I'm at bars because I drink that within probably 6 minutes.
Mm.
How do you expect me to sit through a two-hour movie with a litre of substance that is liquid and a paper straw that's going to last me the duration of the film?
Oh, well, just,
sorry, yeah. 6 minutes, tops for a paper straw,
you know what you do?
To have its structural integrity.
You take your lid off and you just drink it out of the cup.
No, I don't want to do that.
Jeez, mate, your life.
I mean, it really was.
First world
sorry,
problems right there.
It's not a first world problem. It's a problem we should all be petitioning about. It's got a plastic top to the cup. Sorry, give me a
all
plastic
right.
straw.
Yep. Just, I mean, I don't know what to say here. Like, fuck, is that really the worst part of your night? Shit. I'd hate to be you. Your life must suck. The fact that you have to think about this kind of crap. So. What about, okay, let's get off that topic, right, and review.
No, I mean, I'm really passionate about my
no,
straw
I get it, mate.
Choice.
I get it. Okay, so what about the movie, though? Is it, like, are we 5-star ratings?
Rating, I would rate it probably 4 out of 5. It was very enjoyable. It was nice to be back at the cinemas, although it was a bit of a weird experience being seated around that many people.
Yes.
Because it was full
cinema. Yeah, we went to the cinemas last night as well. We went to see Elvis and full cinema.
It's so crazy.
Like not even a gap between the seats.
I had to sit next to someone.
Yeah.
I haven't done that for a really long time. Like, you know, what's this social distancing?
Well, actually, going back to your straws and the cups, right? Which cup holder should you take?
What do you mean?
Is it to the left?
The ones I was in had a table
usually,
in the middle.
Well, usually,
my tickets were $43, mate.
You had a gold class, mate.
No.
I'm there.
This is what was so
–
This is I could not believe it. I was like, when on earth did the price of a movie ticket become 4 months' worth of Netflix?
Also,
like,
mate,
no wonder the streaming services are taking over.
Could your chair recline?
No.
But you had a table.
Had a little table in between and then the cup holders were on the other side. You know when you go to a wedding and it's like fish, chicken?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like that cup holder table.
See, I usually go and I want to be greedy. Like I want both cup holders. I want my bag of lollies in one and I want my drink in the other, right?
But, are you the type of person who puts your elbows on both armrests?
Yeah, I'm like,
I fucking
right?
hate
but usually you
like
can.
You.
You can because the thing is it's you know, you've got the whole cinema, right? Mm. But when there's people right next to you, you've got to decide, okay, well, you have that drink cup holder and you've got to discuss it with them.
Do you reckon if, like, they've got better snacks than you, you can just, like, sneak your hand over to the left and dip into their pop or their Maltesers and be like, it's a shared experience.
Come on, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're all friends here.
How was your movie?
Elvis.
What did you go see? Elvis.
Elvis. It's great. It was filmed on the Gold Coast.
Oh, right. Your hometown.
Hometown, mate.
Did you know any of the actors in it?
Well, Tom Hanks, you know. I mean, no.
And they're like locals that they've just gotten in to be the backing. No, what are they called? Support actors.
Tom Hanks was a local on the Gold Coast there for about a year. That's right. Yeah,
Is that when he got COVID?
He got COVID and had to go home, came back.
Wasn't he the first celebrity to get COVID?
Yeah, he's actually the person that made COVID famous.
Ah.
Yeah.
Not the bat.
Not the bat. Well, the bat, obviously, you know, in January, it was kind of floating around. Everyone was like, oh, what's this about? This is not a real problem for us. And then all of a sudden Tom got it and was like, it's a fucking problem.
The Gold Coast was like, we are under attack.
Totally.
Well, how was the Elvis movie? Did you enjoy it?
It's great. Yeah, definitely go and see it. It's got Baz Luhrmann glitter all over it, right? So it's not like your Bohemian Rhapsody, which is, you know, about Queen and a bit of a biopic. This is biopic-ish with a bit of Basil, Razzle, Medazzle.
Yeah. Jazz hands. Did Elvis do jazz hands?
He was gyrating everywhere. I didn't realize how much that guy was thrusting his penis at the cameras.
Did you enjoy that?
I didn't, but the ladies and Yulia loved it. I can see why, because if you watch it, the ladies are going nuts for Elvis, because I'm guessing they've seen nothing like this before, right?
Right. The gyrating of hips.
Oh.
The thrusting.
Yeah. And look, very attractive guy in his young age. Not so much towards the end, but when he was younger, bloody hell.
So when you got home, you went and had a shower and you came out and your wife was blasting Elvis.
Totally.
Gyrating. Yeah, waiting for you to show her a moose and you were just disappointment. Oh, yeah, I booked a holiday.
Where?
Bali.
Great.
I've been on a holiday for like genuinely 3 years. Mm. I haven't been overseas for about that long, but I haven't been in Bali for probably 4 now.
Mm.
I'm so excited. I start salivating when I think about it.
Like, food is amazing over there, isn't it?
It is good. Yeah. And I also just want to like lay down for about maybe six.
Get your hair braided. Is that what you're busting to do?
Cornrows are not acceptable anymore in 2022. It's appropriation. Yeah. Get the little beads on the end and shake them back and forth.
Get a watch.
I'm actually just so excited for like a stranger to touch me with oil and hot stones for like 3 hours a day. The massages.
They are amazing over there. Yeah. You know what I had? I had a massage in Byron Bay one time with a bloke, right? And he was strong, but he started breathing really heavily and then breathed in my ears. Right? It was like ASMR whispering? Going on in my own.
Give us a take. What did it sound like?
Right. So I'd hear that from a distance and then he'd come up real close to me and go. And I'd smell his breath. And I'd be like,
"That
fuck, what is happening here?"
I could
But when
not
you're in the position where your face is in the hole, you're like, help me. What do I do?
Do you know when I've been in the help me position in a massage? Yeah. Is when you know at the start when they ask you, how do you want the pressure?
Mm.
Like
hard,
light,
always
light,
hard.
Medium, yep. Hard.
Always want hard.
I don't want to consider myself a sook.
Mm.
I bruise like a peach, okay? I probably am lacking iron. I don't know what the cause of it is, but I bruise like a peach.
Right.
And so I go in and I'm like, oh, like light to medium, you know, like not too hard. I don't want to like, you know. Every massage I've been in where I've circled like light to medium, I'm like, if this is your medium, what the hell is your heart? So I'm like, my head's in the hole and I'm like gripping onto the bed for dear life. Just being like, please stop. I'm going to bruise. You're going to pop something.
Yeah,
like,
wow.
I'm in pain. Mm. And there has been a time where I've been like, just a little bit lighter, please.
Yeah.
I think I just need to get over my ego and start circling light.
They'll always check on you though, right? But when you've said go hard from the beginning, right, and then you're actually in a bit of pain, they do check and they go, is the pressure okay? You still have to go, yep.
But you're it's actually like when you're at the hairdressers and they're like, do you like it? And you're like, it's great. I love it.
I look
take a selfie and then you get home and you cry your eyes out. Oh, do you know, speaking of like things in massages, I have very, very ticklish feet. so ticklish. I never want anyone to touch them. You know when you get like your nails and stuff done? Whenever I'm there, I'm like, hey, please don't touch them. Don't do the scrubby thing. Don't do the exfoliation. You know when they have the outline of the human and you're meant to circle the bits that you don't want them to touch? I circle the feet and I write, please don't touch my feet.
Right.
They're off limits, yeah. Okay? Opposite of a foot fetish, way too ticklish. There was one time, and I still to this day, this was 4 years ago, and I still think about it a lot more regularly than I should. She was massaging the back of my calf muscle. Felt great. Yeah. She starts moving away down to the Achilles, and I was like, yeah, this is good. A lot of tension in there, yeah? She touched the sole of my foot so lightly that I instinctively reacted in like a horse kick motion.
Oh, did you kick her?
I kicked her in the tummy.
Oh, no.
And I winded her.
Oh, the poor thing.
And you know how you're talking about, oh, mate, breathing?
Yeah. Like she couldn't breathe.
I'm so sorry.
See,
I'm
the
so
feet. Sorry.
However, I did tell you to not touch my fucking feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I circled it on the picture. I wrote it down and we spoke about it in person. But then I realized that I was being an asshole. She was struggling to catch her
to live. Breath. She was struggling to live because you just took the life out of her. You know, the feet are a very important part of the massage because if you've always seen on the chart, if they push in separate parts of the feet, it actually means something to different parts of the body. Like there's the kidney, there's the
That reflexology stuff,
right? Because the thing is, whenever they're pushing, there's one part right in the middle of your foot, right? And whenever they push on that, I know it's the liver. Because it's always fucking hurting and that's because I'm hungover.
Really?
Well, I'm guessing that's what it is. But yeah, if they get that right, you know that middle part and you feel like...
No, I specifically don't know because most people take note of the fact that I've circled don't touch my damn feet.
It's the fucking best.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for making it this far. We are independent podcasters.
Yeah.
And this is like
I don't want to say it like because it sounds like we don't like that. We love that.
Yeah, we do love
that. No bosses, mate.
But it's like that small business that you want to get behind. Yeah. And this is our desperate plea.
That's the
If you have enjoyed the podcast, we have a little request for you. If you jump onto Apple Podcasts and leave us a review or on Spotify and give us a star rating and share it with a friend, that would be ever so kind.
We'll be back next Wednesday, same time. Thank you very much for listening and enjoy the rest of your week.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.